The last of our topics is exercise and hormones. So we're going to get into a few of the benefits of exercise and hormones, and then we'll jump into what are some of the problems you're going to see that people are going to present with that are related to hormone imbalance, and what are some of the things that you can do. Let me just remind you that the information in this presentation is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional. It's also not medical advice. It's just a sharing from my knowledge and information that I've gathered over the years, research I've done, clinical experience I've had with thousands of patients. It's my sharing to you. And what I recommend that you do is really research, look at your own body. If you're under the care of a medical practitioner, be sure to bounce these ideas off of them before you make major changes to your diet and lifestyle. Exercise has the effect of increasing testosterone, increasing growth hormone, and balancing swings in estrogen and progesterone. Plus, it's fun, and it builds muscle, and it keeps you energetic and fit, so why not? Some of the benefits of exercise. This is in small print because there were so many. We can improve neurotransmitter function, increases brain plasticity, which is the ability to adapt, increases levels of GABA, serotonin, dopamine, and that gives you more energy, mental clarity, and calmness. All of that is from a neurotransmitter level. On an overall system level, it reduces inflammation and it improves the immune system, bringing more oxygen into the system. So on a hormonal level, it increases testosterone levels, which can lead to increased sex drive, increased energy, strength, and stamina. Helps the growth hormone, which improves the growth and repair of your tissues, balances swings in estrogen and progesterone, increases a chemical in your brain called brain-derived neurotrophic factor, helps you think more quickly and clearly and stay more motivated. It helps to prevent the death of cells. So that's really a good thing, especially when brain cells die. It doesn't really bode well for your functioning. Improves your circulation, the oxygenation of the tissues, cleans you out and helps you detoxify. Improves mitochondrial function, increased energy again, and then strengthens your cardiovascular system. So there's so many benefits to exercise for overall health that it is something that it's important to encourage people to do to whatever extent they can. And it's going to make a huge difference in the way that they feel and in their hormone balance and their overall outlook on life. Any type of exercise that they can do, preferably some aerobic, strength training, burst training, flexibility, balance, keeping it diverse, keeping it changing from day to day, week to week, and just keeping on moving. Not putting so much stress on that, hey, we got to exercise. It's got to be this, you know, 2-3-4 mile run, because too much exercise can stress the adrenal glands. So keeping it in balance.